I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris continued their frantic push Monday towards the November 5th election. Former President Trump, the Republican nominee, appeared before a group of Christian leaders in the southeastern state of North Carolina.
So I'm here tonight to deliver a simple message to Christians across America. It's time to stand up and save your country.
For her part, Vice President Harris, the Democratic nominee, campaigned in the northern state of Wisconsin, where she urged voters to stand up for democracy.
I say do not despair, because in a democracy, as long as we can keep it, in our democracy, the people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be. And so let's not feel powerless.
North Carolina and Wisconsin are two of a handful of so-called battleground states that hold a crucial number of electoral votes that could provide either candidate the necessary margin of victory. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to meet with Israeli leaders Tuesday as he makes a push to revive stalled Gaza ceasefire talks, enable greater humanitarian access to Gaza, and de-escalate the war between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hours before the talks, Hezbollah said it fired rockets at Israeli military bases near Tel Aviv and Haifa, while Israel said it intercepted projectiles fired from Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry said an Israeli attack Tuesday near the country's biggest public hospital in Beirut killed at least 13 people and wounded 57 others. This is VOA News. China held live fire drills off the coast of its southern Fujian province facing Taiwan Tuesday. The exercises were held just a week after Beijing carried out a massive air and sea drill near the self-ruled island in response to a speech by Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te earlier this month vowing to maintain the island's sovereignty. China claims Taiwan as part of its territory and has vowed to use any means necessary to bring it under its control, including military action. Striking workers of U.S. aviation giant Boeing are expressing doubts about the company's contract proposal ahead of a vote Wednesday to either accept or reject the deal. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks has the latest details.
The striking workers make up 95% of the company's machinists. The union has been seeking a 40% pay hike and a pension workers lost in 2014. Boeing's latest offer on Saturday includes a $7,000 ratification bonus, reinstated incentive plan, and enhanced contributions to workers' 401ks. But the proposed pay rise falls short at 35%. And even if union members accept the new contract, the plane maker faces the challenge of ramping up production to pre-strike levels once workers return.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. Nigerian authorities plan to convert 1 million gasoline engine vehicles to run on cheaper, cleaner, compressed natural gas by the year 2027. But with only a few CNG filling stations available, many who have converted the vehicles are facing a new challenge. Timothy Abezu reports from Abuja.
Vehicles stretching hundreds of meters in line for gasoline is not unusual in Nigeria, but this is different. Here, desperate commuters are hoping to get compressed natural gas at one of the few centers dispensing CNG across the country. Nigeria has the largest gas reserves in Africa, about 209 trillion cubic feet. Natural gas is a cheaper and cleaner fueling alternative for Nigerians. Last month, the government announced a plan to raise $250 million by 2027 to support CNG infrastructure development. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
In sports, the WNBA Players Union announced Monday that it was opting out of its current collective bargaining agreement. AP correspondent Gethin Kulba has more.
The league and players union had the option to do so before November 1st. The early opt-out marks a crucial juncture for the league. The WNBA signed a historic 11-year media rights deal worth $200 million a year. The league had record attendance and viewership this year that culminated in the WNBA finals that saw New York beat Minnesota in a decisive fifth game on Sunday. I'm Gethin Kulba.
I'm Richard Green, VOA News.